As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. TJ Hushmanzada, pro bowler when he played in the National Football League. Of course, you can hear him across Fox Sports Radio. See him on Fox Sports One. Joining me, I'm Doug Gottlieb. We're here with you, here for the duration. Yeah, something like that. Next 3 hours, you're stuck with the two of us as we are the day before the new year, right? We're the eve of New Year's Eve is tonight. TJ, happy new year to you. How are you?
Doug, I'm doing good, my man. Happy New Year to you as well. How are you?
I'm great. You know, what's interesting is when we first met, okay, this is way back when you're playing for the Bengals. I'm doing a radio show at night. First have you on. I think it was maybe the last question I asked you, and you were like, next time you have me on, can we talk about our Lakers? Right? this is a true story. This is probably 15 years ago, right? You're like, next time you have me on, can we talk about our Lakers? Knowing both of us grew up in and around Southern California, spent lots of our lives. Obviously, you bopped around the country a little bit. But guess what? You get your chance this morning. Who would have known this many years later now, okay, as part of shows and podcasts that we get to lead the Dan Patrick Show with? Man, LeBron was nice. The Lakers can't stop Ja Morant. Like, you wake up, we're 2 days before a new year, and what do you think of the Lakers?
The Lakers can't stop Ja Morant. The Lakers can't stop anybody.
Anybody.
And that to me, that's the biggest problem, is it's almost unbelievable LeBron at his age can do what he's doing, and they're still losing games the way they're losing them. Like, you're up the entire game, and then you can't – they couldn't buy a bucket in the fourth quarter. Like, I'm watching the game, Doug, and it's just so frustrating. The Grizzlies, you know they're going to go to Ja Morant. Can somebody slow him down or just force somebody else to beat you? Force somebody else to beat you. Okay, we can't stop Ja Morant. We're going to double him, and we're going to force somebody to beat us. No, you let the best player beat you, and then you score 16 points in the fourth quarter. 16 points in the fourth quarter. Carmelo, he didn't have a good game. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well. After shooting the ball extremely well, I believe it was Monday, he shot the ball well.
They beat up on the JV from Houston on Monday.
But he shot the ball well. Carmelo didn't play well. Mm-hmm. Westbrook had a triple-double, but I don't know. You remember late in the game, he had a layup. He missed it. And I'm like, oh, man. But I believe it's the 16 points in the fourth quarter and not being able to stop the best player when you know the best player is killing you at this point. But it's been our problem all year. We can't play defense.
Well, there's a bunch of different layers to it. Obviously, still playing without Anthony Davis. He's a game changer. No matter how poorly he shot this year, let's also remember when he's right, that guy's pretty good. The problem is how often injured is he? And then there's a chunk of quasi starters, bench players that still remain out. The issue is that if you want to say, hey, they're without, and when you're starting LeBron at center, that's why you're going to give away so many shots at the rim because he's. He's not a rim protector. He never has been, and he definitely isn't at this point in his career. But I think the bigger thing is that most of us feel, and you tell me if I'm wrong, like you watch the Chiefs going back to when they were struggling some, and you're like, all I got to do is take what the defense gives you, and they're still going to be really dangerous because they still have Tyreek Hill, they still have Travis Kelce, and boy, if they just kind of start to slow somebody down. It didn't feel like it was that far away from the Chiefs. You know, there's just so many errors that they had made that you still had a healthy respect that at some point they'd figure it out. And sure enough, they figured it out, right? And I know I'm relating football to basketball, but it doesn't – you don't feel like, okay, well, you just bring Anthony Davis back and you'll be fine.
No.
It doesn't feel that way for this group. And it's interesting because – so many people have pointed out the age thing. Heck, I remember when they were signing all these guys, and I'm on my show, on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. But my point then is the point you've just made, which is we get hyper-focused, and we're right, and you're right, that the older the player, the more likely they are to break down, or maybe not even break down, but get worn down. Yes, you want older, you need veteran players to come in and make a shot in the playoffs, make a shot in the finals, figure it out kind of on the fly. The problem is that in order to get there, you need consistency. But the bigger issue is when you're not young and you're not athletic, you can't guard anybody. And these dudes, the Lakers went from the best defensive team in the NBA 2 years ago to a very average defensive team who really struggles in guarding the ball. And that's kind of what basketball's all become. Is about the ability to contain the basketball. And if you can't contain it, you got to have a rim protector, and they don't have either.
The Lakers, hindsight is 20/20, made a big mistake in letting Caruso go.
Yes.
He gave them extreme effort on the defensive side of the basketball. When you watch games, how many guys really put in the effort? Forget about just stopping a guy. How many guys just give you effort on the defensive end of the floor like he did? You think and say, Avery Bradley? Outside of Avery Bradley, who else does it? They don't have any. And Avery Bradley is older. And if you're going to have an older roster, I said this the other day, these guys got to give you maximum effort, and they just got to play less minutes. They got but deep. LeBron goes for 37 points, and you're still losing because in the fourth quarter, the legs are worn out. They're tired. They can't knock down shots, and that's obvious because they scored 16. You haven't stopped anybody all game. You're really not going to be able to stop Memphis, and they're a young team. Their best player is extremely young. Something, they got to figure this out. I don't understand. Just somebody has to have some type of accountability and say, I'm going to lead the charge on the defensive end of the floor. It has to be Westbrook or LeBron. Two best players on the team with AD not playing. Somebody has to lead the charge. You would hope that would have been AD when he was playing. Defensively is going to be my calling card. and he was part of the problem as well. I mean, even if AD was healthy, they would still be losing because when he was healthy, they're losing.
TJ Ospenzada, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan Danette's Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where we're just in a weird place with LeBron where I do think, I don't know, I can't figure out how we're supposed to treat the scoring now, right? Like, you're like, wow, you're scoring. But the whole idea, LeBron's whole thing has been like, yes, I score, but it's all about winning, and he can't make this team win.
Is this why people don't want to play with LeBron?
Huh?
Because is this why people don't want to play with LeBron? Because as you see, both of us, we're somewhat absolving LeBron of any type of blame, and we're trying to find everyone else. Is this could this be a reason why, oh man, I go to LA and play with LeBron, we don't win, I'm getting blamed.
Of course, but I also think that if we're honest, I mean, like, look, he's not nearly as good defensively as he used to be, but if you're going to put up 35 a night and he's playing far more, like, he's been offensively or scoring wise, he hasn't been the problem. You know, but yes, you're right. That's the way it works with LeBron, which is when he wins, it's about LeBron. When he doesn't win, it ain't about LeBron. It's about everybody else. That is the way, in fact, it works. And I think that's one of the weird things where Laker fans are, I still don't feel like LeBron is viewed as a Laker. It's still a weird kind of mercenary type of relationship between the fans and Team LeBron, more so than the fans and like the Lakers.
And the sad part is the only player that someone may want and you can bring an asset back to help is Talen Horton Tucker, and he's not playing particularly well. And so I don't know where they go from here. They got to figure this out. But – like, just the game, man. If you just remember the game, LeBron started off so well. At one point, I was like, man, LeBron's not going to miss a three. He was on fire. And then you get towards the end of the game, he starts shooting threes because they're losing or the game is close, and he's trying to keep up and keep them in the game. And I believe it was like 8 for 14. But at one point, he was 6 for 7. And I said, oh, we're going to win this game. We go up, I think, by 16 points. And then here comes Ja. It was like, they better put Avery Bradley on Ja. They better start double teaming him. And LeBron had a great game, but Ja Morant, he outplayed him. And that's what somebody in their early 20s who ascending to a superstar is supposed to do.
Well, he also, I mean, like if Ja Morant's 6 or 7 from three, there's not a lot of things if he makes his jump shot, there's not a lot you can do because that guy has. He has like bionic legs going to the basket. It's freaky. All right, I want to get to football upcoming next. Hey, rocket scientists, look no further for the next big thinker. First in class technology, a leader in innovation and an intelligence not yet seen from an SUV, the 2021 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Learn more at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. TJ made a name for himself, was a Pro Bowler with the Cincinnati Bengals, of course. Bengals take on the Chiefs this Sunday. Who would have thought that, who would have ever thought, especially go back like a year ago, that Chiefs and Bengals might be the game of the week and a preview of things to come in the second part of the season. That's upcoming next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Doug Gottlieb and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Dan Danette. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Pretty obvious that I would guess the whole world is starting to come around to this. Hey, you know, Joe Burrow's got that. It's not just to have swag, but he's got some game kind of to back it up. For full disclosure, TJ, does everybody know that you work these guys out extensively before the NFL draft? I don't know if everybody knows how much work you do still on the football field with these players. When you first met Joe Burrow, first saw him throw and were around him, what'd you think?
The very first day that I saw him?
Yeah.
On the field?
Yeah. This is working, right?
I thought he has work to do. First thing that came to my mind.
Okay, what work did he have to do?
It's just from, obviously, they just finished winning the national championship. We're out here training, and the weather wasn't the best. It was actually raining early on in January quite a bit, and it was the year just before COVID hit, and we just went out to throw, as you would. I got the receivers that I'm working with, and Jordan Palmer has the quarterbacks, and it just wasn't – and granted, there's other quarterbacks out there that are really good. And, I mean, he just didn't throw the ball like they threw it. And so that was the first thing that came to my mind. I'm sure he thought the same thing. And I'm sure the other quarterbacks and players that were there also thought the same thing.
When you say didn't throw it like other guys threw, what do you mean?
It didn't jump out of his hand like the other guys. And there were some high-profile guys there, and there weren't so high-profile guys there, and that were also quarterbacks. But it was crazy because I would say by the next week, it wasn't a difference. Now, it still wasn't jumping out, but he threw in anticipation. Like, he hit his fifth step, ball out. He wasn't holding the ball. He wasn't seeing the receiver open. But what I think happens with quarterbacks is this, and it's not even quarterbacks, it's just football players in general. A lot of times we can judge and see the physical. Oh, he's better than him at this. He's faster than him. Oh, he does this better than him. We can never judge somebody mentally, how much better he is mentally just by watching. Joe's better than a lot of guys because he's just so much better than them in between the ears. Mentally, he's better. He processes information quickly. He's fast. But more than anything, he truly, truly believes in himself. That's what stuck out to me more than anything. Like, he walked around like, I'm that dude. Y'all know it. Nobody out here can F with me. And that's how he carried himself.
And the only thing that was the only time which that hasn't been the case, or maybe it was the case, he just wasn't playing that well, was, remember the preseason this year, coming off the ACL, he was tentative, especially with his plant leg. But it seems like as soon as they hit the regular season, with a couple of exceptions, he has been that dude. Okay, so they match up with the Chiefs. It does feel like the Chiefs have a couple better weapons and more experience. Are the Bengals actually the better team?
The Bengals seem to be the better team the way they're playing football as of late. I mean, they're coming off of a game where, yeah, Baltimore, they didn't have their best players. But this is National Football League. Joe Burrow throws for over 500 yards. T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase over 100. The Bengals can beat you either way. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. Against the Chiefs, they're going to need to do both. And that defense is going to have to step up. But now, let's not discredit the Chiefs. Oh, man, the Chiefs. Early in the season, I was one of those guys like, I don't know what the Chiefs are going to do. The Chiefs are kind of falling off. And they just weren't winning games the way we were accustomed to seeing winning, scoring 40, 50 points, teams playing catch up. Defense may not be so good, but they made up for it because they were so potent in offense. Now, it's somewhat the other way around. And it's what you said earlier. The Chiefs are taking what teams are giving them, but that defense is leading the charge. And so when you look at the totality of a team, I would say you go the lines up front, offensive defense, the backs, the backers, the skill guys. In the totality of it, I would say the Bengals have the better team.
Yeah, it's really weird. They've done a nice job accumulating some talent as well. We didn't mention Joe Mixon. You mentioned their ability to run the football. They can run it. They can stop you a little bit, or at least slow you down. And I don't know. This one to me is fascinating. And then you know, from the AFC perspective, it does feel like it used to be. I don't know. Would it used to be harder to win in Kansas City? I don't know. It doesn't feel like road environments matter nearly as much outside of maybe Green Bay and Buffalo because of the weather.
Nah, I'm not going to lie. Kansas City is tough to play in. Kansas City is one of the loudest stadiums out there that's outdoors. Yeah. It's Kansas City. It's Seattle. Pittsburgh and Baltimore can get loud, but Kansas City is extremely loud. And it's cold, but it's not as cold as Cleveland. It's not going to be cold to the point where when you're playing, you're like, man, this is ridiculous. But that environment is something else. This is pretty much the game of the week. You got to be in front of your TV watching this game. I'm excited just to see the matchup of how are the Bengals going to attack the Chiefs, considering how well they've played as of late, that defense. We're talking Kansas City. Are we going to give it to Mixon? how are the Chiefs going to match up outside with the Bengals? You man them up could be a recipe for disaster. And so Spagnuolo's been playing a lot of too high. If they do that, the Bengals should have a field day running the ball because that offensive line have been opening holes up for Mixon. So it's going to be a chess match.
Doug Gottlieb and TJ Hushman's out in for Dan the Danettes. Yes, no, I was just so people are aware, we're only pointing out home field with Kansas City because you're talking about the playoffs in which you'd likely have to go through Kansas City in order to get to a Super Bowl. This weekend's is in Cincinnati. What really has happened to the New England Patriots? Like what's really happened with Mac Jones? Is this, have we hit the ceiling and now people figured out that he doesn't have the arm strength? Because he was a guy who, what you're pointing out about Burrow is what it felt like during the season from Mac Jones. It's not that he doesn't have an arm. It's, you know, they talk about golf. You want to die at the hole. His ball dies at the hole, right? Like it gets there, but it's not like it's flying by like a stray bullet. And it feels like people are challenging that. Is it as simple as, yeah, we'll reach the ceiling here for Mac Jones?
I don't like when we what happened to Mac Jones? Did people figure him out? This is sports. You're going to have some good games. You're going to have some bad games. But with that being said, Mac Jones isn't playing any different from a perspective of how he's approaching the game. They're throwing all these short routes. I think people are starting to realize, like, hey, it's late in the season. It's bad weather in New England. We're going to force him to beat us over the top. Whether he has a great arm or not, everybody that's a quarterback in the National Football League can throw the ball at least 55 yards down the air. So you can't just get overboard and say, we're going to force him to throw it over our heads. Oh, it can get thrown over your heads. It's up to the receivers. Can they win? Can they win down the field? Will Josh McDaniel and Bill Belichick allow Mac Jones to take some chances? If you watch their games, they play it safe a ton offensively. So do they not think he can do it? Or is just how they want to play? Let's not force the ball. Let's let our defense and our run game keep us in the game, because that's what they did early on. And it was working for them. They got to be careful, Doug. They might not have the type of season that early on, the New England Patriots, they look great with Mac Jones.
Well, they're going to beat Jacksonville this weekend, right? Okay, they're going to beat Jacksonville. Then they have the Dolphins last week of the season. That should be for they can win the division. Dolphins fighting for their playoff lives, right? Also trying to get into the playoffs. I don't know. You win 10 games after last season. And look, last season, it was a great year, even though they had 7 wins with 8 opt-outs. And you're patching together Cam Newton, who struggles to throw a football as your quarterback, and he battles through COVID. Like, I mean, did you expect them to win more than 10 games?
No, I thought the way they played last year, I thought they would win between 8 to 10. I really did. Bill Belichick, he's a good coach. They're going to be competitive with everybody. Last year, just look at the guys that they had, and he found a way to get it done considering their starting quarterback comes in late. Yep. He catches COVID. And so Bill Belichick is too good of a coach not to have his teams competitive week in and week out. They just don't have the firepower. I mean, they made upgrades to the offense. Who's their starting receivers, Doug?
Nobody knows, right? No, the upgrades are offensive line, and they made an upgrade in tight end, and they made upgrades to the defense. They spent a ton of money in the defense. That's what they wanted to rebuild this team around. You know,
when you watch them, Mac Jones sits in that pocket. He sits in that. He has time. Like, teams blitz, not a problem. They pick it up. They protect them. They don't blitz. Nice, clean pocket. Like, very rarely when you watch New England play is that quarterback under pressure. Mac Jones is never really under pressure. So, up front, they've done a great job of protecting him. We know who N'Keal Harry is because he was drafted high. I know their receivers because I'm a fan of the game, but does the average fan know who their receivers are? And so, it's been this story for a long time in New England. Who's their receivers? Who's their skill guys? Would they start on any other team? But when you start to look around, the Patriots have to do a better job of identifying and drafting or just developing their skilled players, because for years they have not done it. They just can't. They haven't done it.
TJ Spinzada, Doug Gottlieb for Dan Danette. It's the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's catch up with Vernon Davis, who joins us. Vernon Davis, of course, now he's an actor and a producer. He played 14 years in the National Football League, a two-time Pro Bowler. Vernon, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're pretty good. Obviously, we're discussing the Patriots right now. Has you popped in with us? And it's interesting because playing tight end. Now, they did, TJ, invest, you know, at the tight end position, and you went and got Hunter Henry, haven't gotten nearly as much out of him. But is that fair that teams and the narratives of those teams, Vernon, like the Patriots not developing or drafting skill position players, is that a fair narrative for the Pats?
I guess you could say that. I mean, you know, the Pats, they have a tradition of holding on to their players and, you know, developing them while they're there. But, you know, you just never really know the root of it, but I guess you can't say that.
Hey, Vernon, what's going on, my man?
TJ, how you doing, babe?
I'm pretty good. How you still working out, looking like you were born to play football or be a bodybuilder, man?
Hey, you can blame my mama for that, man.
Hey, you can't gripe over the genes, huh? That's what you were born with. So when you look at the season, man, which teams do you like to watch? I know you're an actor now. In a few years, you're going to be known for acting more than football. They're going to forget you were a football player. But what teams do you watch and you say, I want to try to watch them each and every week? And which young tight ends, being that you're one of the best to play, do you see?
What?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Vernon.
Oh, sorry to cut you off. No, that's interesting you say that. I look at Logan over in Washington, with the Washington football team. Also pay close attention to George Kittle because, you know, he's wearing number 85. He's in San Francisco. He's a young guy, and I think a lot of people forget that because of the amount of production he's been able to have over in San Francisco. But he's still a young guy. He has so much potential, so much room to continue to evolve and grow as a player and as a person. So I really pay attention to him.
TJ mentioned the acting and you're such a part of it. Like, was this always a plan? Was this always a thought? Like, when you're playing, you're like, well, when I get done, that's what I want to do.
You know what? No, I didn't. When I went into, when I got drafted, I was all about art. I was an art studio. I majored in art studio. So when I arrived in San Francisco, I opened up an art gallery and, till about a year.
All right, we'll get him back in a second. We just got to the open an art gallery. TJ, is that what you did when you got to Cincinnati? You're like, man, I'm gonna open an art gallery.
Hey, man, you see what he majored in at Maryland. And so it's always been like Vernon's gonna be a guy that people are gonna forget that he was a football player. And you can look at like Terry Crews and The Rock, but those guys weren't the athlete, or not even say the athlete, they just weren't, they didn't have a professional career.
Let me help you out here. Those guys have become huge names in acting. They weren't like elite football players. They're just guys that played football, right?
Yes,
Vernon Davis
better.
Was a hell of a football player.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell of a football player. And like, Terry Crews is a perfect example. I remember when he was at the combine, I remember it looked like he had the Batman suit on. Like, now he's got the suit on, right? So you're right. He's a great football player who could be a great actor, whereas those guys are great actors that were just marginal football players. Vernon Davis returns with, okay, so you open an art gallery in San Francisco, then what?
You know, after that, I focused on that, and I play ball. You know, when you're playing football, there's only so much you can do because, you know, when you're committed and you're passionate about something, you have that desire, you really want to put your all into that. So it wasn't too much. I opened that art gallery because it was something that I wanted to have. I just wanted to have something else that I could go to when I wasn't playing ball.
Hey, Vernon, have you slimmed down as an actor, or are you still, you know, Adonis?
No, I don't bench press anymore. I don't lift heavy weights. I slimmed down a little bit, around 235 pounds. I changed my diet, so I eat cleaner than I did when I was playing, and that's about it, pretty much it.
When you say eat clean, like to what level do you eat clean? Are you a measure your food, measure every portion sort of dude?
No. I try to stay. I just eat fish, tons of vegetables, and I only eat twice a day.
So what I ate last night, I had a Cinnabon and 4 scoops of ice cream last night. True story. No lie. That's what I ate last night. I had a Cinnabon. So you're not eating any of that.
No, I try to stay away from it.
I got to do better, Vernon. I got to do better then. I'm sorry. I got to do better.
Vernon Davis joining us. You know, there's a famous story about Rodney Dangerfield when he was filming Caddyshack that nobody was laughing. He thought he was bombing, but it's because they're filming a movie. As a guy who's a great player, right? What is it like when you first start filming movies and there's no immediate feedback? You know, sometimes you want to do something different, but it's not like there's any crowd cheering. You know, no one's going to say outside maybe the director that you need to do something better. You know, the feedback doesn't come immediately, at least I would think, as opposed to when you're playing, you're going to get the crowd reaction. You're going to get your teammates' reaction. You know individually when you perform well, when you perform poorly. What's that like in the differences in the reaction and how you have to kind of judge yourself after you've performed?
You get a lot. You're right. You don't have that crowd around. You don't have the reactions. But, you know, that's why we have the director and you have the producer. But mostly the director and the DP, director of photography, they're the ones that really give you that feedback and kind of let you know how you're doing. But when you prepare and you have that preparation, you're really not looking for the feedback because you know that you're ready. You put all the time and energy that you possibly could into just being in the moment. Just like football, it's all about being in the moment. So that's the only difference when it comes to acting in football.
Now, do you do the method thing? Like, do you get into character where anytime somebody sees you on the street, you're still in character?
No, they have this technique called Ivana Chubbuck and the Meisner technique. I play off of that, and I just kind of just make it into my own. Once you learn a ton of different techniques, you can kind of build your own thing, because it's pretty much all the same thing when it comes to the preparation part, getting ready for a film.
Hey, Vernon, in football, in sports in general, we win, we lose. I make that block, I don't. I catch the ball, I don't catch the ball. I score a touchdown, I don't score a touchdown. We win the game, we lose the game. Is it that black and white in acting? Is it either we win or we lose, or you figured out there's other victories without it being a victory?
You know, I think it all boils down to the preparation part, because there's no right or wrong choice. They call it choices when you acting. It's the choices that we make when it comes to our performance. So there's no right or wrong. It's just that some choices are a lot stronger than a lot of choices. You know what I mean? So that's just pretty much what it is. And I guess you can look at that when you don't make the strongest choice, it's considered, you can look at it as losing a bit, but you can't really judge it. It's more for the critics, and you just have to be confident and know that you made the best choice that you could have possibly made.
You're filming a serial killer thriller alongside Morgan Freeman. So when Morgan Freeman walks into a room, do you think God, or do you think Shawshank Redemption? Like, he's a guy who can get you things.
Man, I'm thinking voice of, I'm thinking God. I'm like, oh man, this is God right here, man. He's just his voice. When you hear his voice, you can't help but to think about it. You can't help but to think of God, the voice of God.
Tell me you don't die like early in the series. Like, Vernon, good news that we got you a film. It's a serial killer film. Awesome. Bad news is you die in the first scene.
No. I'm actually the movie's actually surrounded by my character. My character is the guy that makes the movie. He's the guy that Morgan Freeman and Cole Hauser from Yellowstone, who we all know of. They're coming after. They're trying to get this character and figure out what he's doing and how to stop him.
Wait, so you're the serial killer? You play a serial killer?
I do. Yep.
That's nightmare crazy. Fuel, right? Like, can you imagine somebody? It's one thing if it was Vernon Davis, but if Vernon Davis had a mean bone in his body and then was a serial killer, how do you stop a serial killer? That's crazy. That's a good little storyline. I can't wait to see.
Hey, Vernon. So obviously you're recently retired. It's not like you've been out of football a long time. What do you think? How do you think you'd have been able to handle playing with what's going on now? Guys getting COVID, you can't play. Some guys are isolated from others. How do you think you'd have been able to handle that?
You know what? I think I was talking to one of my ex-teammates the other day, and he was telling me like the process of how they're at home and they have Zoom meetings and then they go in just for practice. I just when I hear that, I'm like, wow, I can't see that. I can't see that for myself just being in that space because I'm so used to being in the facility and just the normal lifestyle of being a professional athlete. So I just can't imagine that at the moment. It's just, I don't know how I would be able to do it.
Did you see the Washington football team? Was that on Christmas Day or right around Christmas Day where they're fighting each other on the bench? Two dudes who played together at Alabama. Have you ever gotten to a fist fight on the bench during a game?
Jonathan Allen and Mr. Payne, those are two great gentlemen. I mean, I had the honor of playing with them, and they were amazing players, amazing people. And I think it was just in the heat of the battle. They just because brothers, they're brothers. They brothers fight sometimes, and it's understandable. I'm sure those guys are at dinner or they're having lunch or something of that sort. But no, I don't know if I ever really got into a confrontation on the bench. Or maybe I have. I just can't recall it, but I'm sure there was a moment that it happened. I just don't remember. Vaguely remember.
Vernon, we wish you nothing but the success and happiness in 2022, and we appreciate you joining us on the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, Vernon, I'm hitting you up, bro. When you start having these world premieres, don't big time me. Remember this. Me telling you this, man. Wish you nothing but the best, bro.
I appreciate it, TJ. Good to hear from you guys.
The breakthrough of the interview is that TJ ate a Cinnabon with four scoops of ice cream. We got to have to find out what kind of ice cream. Don't give it away. That's a tease in the business. Rams host Ravens this week. But there's some questions about Baltimore at quarterback. We'll share those questions. Maybe TJ will give us an answer next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. With T.J. Oshmanzada, I'm Doug Gottlieb. And we got, obviously, the new quarantining news is going to change. And it feels like most guys in the COVID protocols, you know, barring guys are really, really sick because your improvement level is kind of on your honor. Feels like most rosters will be filled up. There's some huge games upcoming. TJ, I went to a Raider game this year in Vegas. You went that week against Washington, right?
Man, I had a ton of fun. I enjoyed myself. Yeah, man, you recall it correctly?
Yes. No, it was great. Like that whole setup is. I always thought Raiders in Vegas would be a win. You know, my sister used to work for the Raiders, and the whole thing is like, if you could ever get a permanent home, now you get one where. Vegas has always been kind of a Raider town. Plus, people from Oakland can fly in. People from L.A. can fly or drive in. And then, you know, it's like a destination to come to the game. We were there, and the Washington football team is like, you know, you got about a quarter of the crowd is like Washington football team fans. It's like it's a great little kind of destination getaway weekend for people.
Yeah, man, it was fun. We went out there up on game. We stayed at the Mandalay Bay. We did our show from the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook, had a dinner, strip steak at the Mandalay Bay. They also gave us a tour of the Bud Light Beer Gardens Arena where they tailgate before Raiders game. So we didn't have a good time, man. We had a great time.
Yeah, no, and if you've been to the Allegiant Stadium, it's just under the freeway, or you actually go over the freeway from Mandalay Bay, so you can like walk from one part to the other. All right, so if you're in Vegas, you're throwing some money down this weekend. You have the Ravens, and they're playing for their playoff lives against the Rams, but we got no idea if Lamar Jackson's going to play. Now, Tyler Huntley was just taken off the COVID protocol list, and of course, he was playing well before he got COVID as Lamar's backup, but you saw Lamar, I'm sure that, like, man, they need to water that grass. Now, that's like grass in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, was that grass?
That's what grass looks like when it dies. Like, that's what sod looks like when it dies in the off season. It is light brown. It looks like bright dirt. Anyway, he was kind of hobbling around there, but it's still early in the week, and they can do. But his legs are more important than anybody else's legs in the NFL. What do you think about Lamar playing and not playing this weekend?
They're fighting for their playoff lives, and so. They need their best player to play, whether he can be effective. I just have a hard – the way he started trying to jog and he was limping, I'm not sure if he just wasn't doing that because he knows the cameras are out there the early portion of practice. And, Baltimore has an indoor facility. I don't know why they just didn't go indoors. It must have been a nice day outside or something. But if Lamar Jackson, if he's walking – with the pronounced limp, there's no way he's going to be effective. The Rams, they're going to eat him up. And so I truly believe if he plays, we're going to see the Lamar that we've been accustomed to seeing. He's going to be able to run around. He's going to be able to use his legs and his athleticism, because if not, they are in a world of trouble. There's just no way Lamar Jackson can play without running. I don't believe the Baltimore Ravens would put him out there if he's going to play the way he looked in practice, at least what we saw.
It's interesting because there has been at least a mild discussion about, hey, if Lamar wants the biggest contract anybody's ever given him, anybody's ever given a quarterback, do you consider Tyler Huntley instead and moving on from Lamar? Tyler Huntley's only played a couple of games, but he looks really, really good. Okay, before we get to even that discussion, do you consider Huntley completely healthy or Lamar 90% healthy, kind of shuffling around? If you're making that call, what do you do?
Oh, if Lamar's 90%, he's going. 90% is too close to 100. If you're 90%, you got to go. Like, I was at the game when the Rams played the Ravens in L.A. a couple years ago. Whoo, the Ravens killed them. I left early. It was like 45-6. Smoked them. And so that had to have been the worst loss of McVay's coaching career. The Rams are going to be ready to play. But if Lamar is 90%, Lamar is a starting quarterback. If he's anything above 80, he's starting. Anything less than 80, I'm going with Tyler Huntley.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. All right, here's what we're going to do upcoming next. Aaron Rodgers did his weekly radio or YouTube spot. Once again, he gave us something to talk about. In this case, he talked about his relationship with the front office. He talked about the potential of playing in Green Bay and otherwise. And he also addressed the possibility of retiring and whether or not that is on the table. It's kind of all encompassing in an answer or two. We'll play it for you and then we'll parse it. We'll cut it up. But that's upcoming next with TJ Hushmanzada. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.